Okay, hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. Kevin is actually the only one problem with technology is if you don't use it properly. And okay. So I didn't push the button properly, and Kevin and I just had a great conversation, and we just listened to him speak at the Angel event. We're going to broadcast the entire event.
Great.
Where he gave the history of television. All right, I feel like we're Mel Brooks with the history of the world. And you went from the early days to today to the mobile days and all your businesses. He's successful on Shark Tank, and you really know your stuff. So tell us where you think today is as compared to, say, a couple of days ago, and where do you have some thought on the future?
Yeah, so when I grew up, there was four TV channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, and one independent, and then Fox came along, right? Today, there's hundreds, if not 500, right? There's 150 cable networks. There's 1,200 broadcast stations. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There's fishing channels, everything. But fewer people are watching TV, and what are they doing? They're really going to their mobile. So I think one of my messages today is that if you're in any business whatsoever, you need to be looking towards mobilizing your company. And people say, well, I have a website. But all websites don't transfer equally over to a mobile app. So you need to, when you build the site, you need to make sure it's mobile friendly. And so I work with people to do this. And I just think that one of the ventures I'm involved with, a company called Starshop, is we use celebrities who drive their fan base to a mobile app, and then Sprint is a partner through their subsidiary called Pinsight Media Plus, and Sprint then puts the app on various, you know, millions of their phones. So it's a good combination to build a successful business. So mobile is king, is what I say.
There you go. All right, and I saw your picture of King. So as people look at the video of our whole conversation, the 30-minute show of Kevin sharing brilliance in the industry, you'll see his King picture. And he has great pictures to go along with it. So it's a combination of lots of things. And he's a full-service marketing guy. So it's not just not just making a website. It's marketing and everything else. So last two questions. And thank you very much for continuing to speak with me here. What's good news for you?
Good news for me, well, number one, my business model is very good. I have ventures like Starshop that are very powerful. It's been 7 years I've been associated with the Shark Tank brand. So shot the pilot, got the call from Mark Burnett in 2008, shot the pilot in 2009, and I did 175 segments. They're running on CNBC and reruns, and it's been a great opportunity for me, because now I get a good flow of deals. And so having deal flow is important, because now you get to pick from, you know, you don't have to focus on one or two. You can take a look at 100 and decide which ones are best for you, right?
You know, I love that. How the heck do you do that? I mean, you know, there's just, how do you do it? You must be very, very, well, you are very, very good at that.
Certain things you have a gut for, others you bring some experts in to help you analyze. So that's been a lot of fun for me, is picking from the deals and getting involved in the ones that I want to spend time with. So I'm involved in about 8 or 10 different companies, and I have to say, though, Starshop is one of my top choices right now, because it's so mobile friendly and the wave of the future.
Okay. Sprint Phone. Yes. It's been a long term relationship corporate wise as well. We've helped with them in many different ways. Niche marketing, which I think is kind of what the web is all about. It's finding your niche nowadays.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And we are using this for world peace. Because it's always about the message. Message still is, I put up there next to the king, is still important, okay? This is a device that's king, and the message is always still going to always be the king, because if there's nothing to watch, no matter where you put it, it's not going to make sense.
Right.
And so we're with this peace outreach that we do on September 21st, the International Day of Peace. We ask many people, what does peace mean to them? So, Kevin, what does peace mean to you?
Well, peace to me is the opposite of what's happening in the world right now with all these terrorist activities. And I think everyone who likes to go to bed at night thinking that they're safe, and peace is being able to coexist with your neighbors and your other nations in the world, where you feel that you're in agreement on how to handle the future. So, I think there's a lot of things happening, but hopefully we can bring an end to some of these terrorist kind of activities that are happening around the world. And thank God the United States is a strong country, and I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.